to the United States now, where three people were killed and another badly injured in a mass shooting at a university in Las Vegas. The presumed gunman was shot dead by police. And this latest deadly attack happened as the United States Senate debates three bills to reduce gun deaths, a debate that was timed to coincide with the annual gathering in Washington in memory of the victims of gun violence. Around 42,000 Americans die from gunshot wounds each year. Our Washington correspondent Sean Whelan reports.
It's day 341 of this year. In that time, there have been double that number of mass shooting incidents in America.
Police said there were multiple victims after a gunman opened fire in a deadly mass shooting at the University of Nevada in Las Vegas.
I didn't get really scared until we're sitting there quietly and I heard three gunshots. Pop, pop, pop. And I was like, oh my God.
The latest happened last night, Irish time, in Las Vegas. A shooter opening fire at a university building.
UNLV campus police responded to the scene and engaged the suspect immediately.
Just hours earlier, on the other side of the country, senators in Washington, D.C. debated three gun control bills.
We are now in a nation where there are more active shooter drills than there are fire drills.
That's why nearly two-thirds of Americans, including many Republicans, support reinstating an assault weapons ban.
Firearms, the leading cause of death of children in the United States of America.
These military-style assault weapons are weapons of war, and they have no place in our communities.
That before you buy a gun, you should have to prove that you're not a criminal or you're not seriously mentally ill.
But under Senate procedures, only one objector was enough to scuttle the bills, and sure enough, there was one. We met one of the bill's sponsors, Senator Dick Blumenthal of Connecticut.
What happened? What went wrong?
What went wrong is we continue to have to surmount the gun lobby. We did it partially in the bipartisan Safer Communities Act, but on the safe storage bill that I introduced and the assault weapons ban and background check bill, we just met the implacable opposition of Republicans who seem to be still in thrall to the gun lobby.
There's just too many triggers for this many guns.
We were at the 11th National Vigil for the Victims of Gun Violence in a church at the back of the Library of Congress.
I left, he said, I love you, Dad. I'll call you later. And I hadn't driven a mile when I got the call that the shooting was happening. Less than 10 minutes, easily. And he was gone.
Attending his first vigil was Arthur Bernard, whose son, Arthur, was one of the 18 victims of the Lewiston, Maine, mass shooting 5 weeks ago.
I know a lot of people have said to us that we're surprised you're here so soon. I mean, kudos to you, because a lot of people shut down after something like this. I am not one to just sit down. Never have been, no matter what.
Arthur's widow, Christy Strout, a mother of three, was discovering the community of survivors from all over the U.S.
You know, there was just another mass shooting in Nevada tonight. I mean, that if that don't show you that we should make change, then how many more of Americans have to die before we actually do make change?
This vigil was set up after the Sandy Hook massacre in 2012. Survivors and senators pledged to keep building the political pressure for gun law reform to cut the death toll. It was just one single day in America's gun culture.
Sean Whelan reporting there.